Shabbos, Perek Gimel Mishnah Beis. So a tanur is different than a kira, because a tanur is, it's an oven that only has place for one pot on top. So it's narrow on the top, but it's still wide on the bottom, almost like a triangle. So the heat that's generated inside on the bottom, in the wide part on the bottom, when it goes up, as the stove gets more narrower on top, it gets hotter. So tanashe siku bekasha v'gvava, so even if you would fuel it with straw or twigs, lo yitain bein mitocho bein miagabav. Previously by Akira, one wasn't concerned that a person would be mechate the cholim, that he would stir the coals, because over there, it wouldn't stay so hot, so a person wouldn't think about it so much. But in this case, it would be so hot that he would not be mesiach das from it. He would still think about it, and we're afraid he's going to go to it, and he's going to start stirring the leftover twigs or straw, whatever's in there. Kupach, shesiku bekash v'gvava. Kupach is in between. It has place for one pot like a tanur. However, it doesn't have the shape of a tanur. It's shaped like a box almost, or a rectangle, where it's not wider on the bottom, and then it slants and gets narrow on top. Rather, it just goes like a square or a rectangle. So the heat on the bottom, I guess, is less place to put fuel, and just the way it's constructed won't generate as much heat, but perhaps a little more heat than a kira. So if this kupach shesikua bekashu v'gvava, that was fueled with kashu gvava, hareze kikiraim. So it becomes like a kira, or kiraim. Now here, the Mishnah's madgish kiraim in plural, Rabbi Kiveger brings the Ramaz, it's specifically to explain this, because the kiraim has two spots for pots, that's why it's a loshon plural, and the kupach as one, so it makes it easy for us to understand. So if you put in the kashu gvava, it's like the kiraim. So that means that one does not have to be garuf and kaltim. He doesn't have to rake out the coals or cover them with ashes, just like a kiraim. But gefes uve eitzim, however, if it's fueled with gefes and eitzim that make it hotter, harehu kitanur. It's like a tanur, where we said that even if you are garuf and kaltim, even if you did take out the coals or pour ashes on them, it didn't help. That even if you garuf and kaltim, it still would be asur.